All right, we'll go ahead and start.
So it's funny when I think of my job interviews, like, I'm just like, my life's working like yours.
Yeah.
I know.
All right, we're coming back from break, and now we're going into impact in the next 1 to 5 years. Ryan.
We're getting serious. Took your jacket off?
Yeah, I think I got warm.
Impacts in the next 1 to 5 years. And see what she from last year, but what do we see coming up that's going to be impacted, whether positive or negative, in the next 1 to 5 years? Gone. I'm sorry, Brian, you were saying something?
Impacts in the next 1 to 5 years, positive or negative.
What does that mean? What's the status on the waterfront? That's going to impact the city. That's going to be huge, in my opinion.
The waterfront? Really, it's finalizing a plan and finding a funding source. But could say finishing or finishing Waterfront Park.
Are you putting like a positive or negative next to it, or we just assume? Or is this just straight?
Just an impact.
Okay.
Like I think last year, didn't we have like residential values or reducing or something? Does it mean that on someone else's?
Right. What else?
Like specific things? I don't really understand. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, did you?
So impacts, then I'll just read like three random ones from last year. Labor market, vehicle purchase delivery time, water treatment plant onboarding, temporary H2O quality. What are things that are going to impact the city of Ramsey in the next 1 to 5 years?
Dispensaries.
I think the comprehensive plan needs to be on that list. It is so intense in terms of the community engagement part, and we always get started on time, and we claim that we're allowing a year and a half for it, and we usually go right on past the due date with our communications with area cities and Metropolitan Council, and it usually turns into 2+ years, and it is really important repercussions and opportunities for the community.
Okay.
I think one of the impacts to the 1 to 5 years is staffing. We are a growing community. A lot is changing, and I know it's more money, but we have to really take a look at staffing in some of the departments.
Sean, are we classified as a different city when we hit 30,000, or is that just like a fun little thing we can brag about? Is there? I know that's like a milestone that we've talked about for business purposes.
Yeah, it's kind of just more general populations for kind of driving retail. It's one of those magic numbers. I mean, I would say the traffic counts, ADTs, we're starting to approach numbers that are going to drive business. So the more people we have, the more ADTs, the more businesses we have, the more ADTs. That's one of the reasons why you're seeing all of the focus on Armstrong Boulevard right now, is that we can use that tool to say you got 10,000 eyes on your site every single day, and that's a secondary road where you got almost 45,000 every day on Highway 10, which I imagine will increase once Highway 10 becomes freeway all the way. People will find it to be an alternative route for it. So
30K benchmark kind of deal. Bridge. Next 1 to 5 years, Mississippi Bridge.
You think?
It's optimistic. I'm not saying it's happening. I'm just saying.
We didn't say 45 years.
Conversate funding sources, things of that. And we're not. I'm assuming. I assume we're not going to not talk about it for the next 7 years.
Aren't all these things
what
opportunities?
What happens to North Star?
No, we're not in opportunities right now. We're talking about efforts.
I'm just saying, like, everything could be looked at as an opportunity that's up there as well.
Why is that full?
The speak.
Glasses, equal parts water and oxygen.
I think our core development, I mean, I think we're going to see that because we made everything, you know, up to level and all that fun stuff. And the new businesses are going to hopefully support more business.
Along with core development, could you put, like, in parens on their traffic? Because I've noticed traffic just increasing, and it's only, I mean, we're going to add another 133 units here. I got potentially another apartment project on the Norhart resurrecting. That'll be another 170 units. So you're going to have a lot of to and from. I've noticed it's just harder to get out, especially over by Zeolite Street.
Zeolite is easier.
So we're saying we should have less development then?
No. It may lead to stop signs. It may lead to, you know, I don't know, but I think that that's going to be an impact. Positive.
Yeah.
We did the traffic study, Sean.
What else do we have for impacts?
I'm only saying this because I'm dealing with it right now on a huge basis right now is in my sector, I'm dealing with a lot of increase due to tariff. And how long are tariffs going to be around? If we're getting new vehicles for a fire department or squads, will there be an increase in the cost of those? Is that going to impact the budget? So when we're going up for quotes, we should be asking, is there any tariff implications? What's the country of origin for these? And those vendors should be able to tell us. Essence, I do RFQs 5 times a day, and that comes in a hat, come back to me that way.
I mean, we could put state and federal decisions.
Yeah, the hidden middle or so.
I mean, anything for the legislation about zoning and where that goes to.
Yeah. That's where the hidden what?
Missing
middle. Is that what you're
saying? Missing middle, yeah.
That's also probably inclusive of funding, you know, like the funding sources that we may have previously gotten, we won't be seeing anymore potentially for the state and federal impacts.
Yeah, a lot of the requirements are staying and the funding is getting pushed on the counties.
There won't be any because the counties can barely pay for the stuff they have.
Well, if the funding went away and the requirements went away, that'd be one thing, but the fundings are going away and the requirements are staying.
Are the school districts doing anything? Since we only have 2 elementary schools in town and they're pretty crowded.
I don't think Anoka Hennepin's doing anything.
According to them, they don't have any growth issues in the elementary schools. Yeah. They told us.
Doing anything as in what?
Building.
A building?
Yeah.
So the last word that I've heard is that they wouldn't put a high school junior high in Ramsey until a bridge went over.
I would believe they would probably go south into Dayton.
Yeah.
Because that's where the growth is going to be.
Yeah.
Ramsey's fairly built out from that standpoint.
Well, and we're so close to Elk River School District that we're on the outskirts of Anoka.
And we have kids in Ramsey that go to Elk River.
Other impacts?
I think just the 2 tax ones. I think the daycare tax exemption status is still going to be very real. That most everybody that's other than a mom and pop home daycare is finding a way to get eligibility to be tax exempt. So that is going to be something because I think you are still going to see more and more daycares get built. So you're going to have areas that you thought might be taxable that aren't taxable. Along with that, again, talking about taxes, and I get this from a lot of meetings with businesses, is the changes that they did last year, the year before, where they changed the homestead exemption for the taxable value. It was on here before, but I would reword it tax capacity and decreasing residential taxable values, because what's happening is in the burden of the tax burden is shifting from residences, residential properties to commercial properties. And by no coincidence, we have seen the most tax petitions ever in the city over the last 2 years. So businesses are going to the courts to fight values, to fight their property taxes in ways that we have never seen before. So,
is that specifically from a business point of view, or are you seeing it? Is that happening at the residential too?
No, residential's fine.
So businesses have been doing the most petitions that you've seen?
I've never seen a residential tax petition.
But it's you're saying businesses?
Yeah,
it's
so, businesses, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. When I say haven't seen a residential tax petition, I would include apartments in there. So apartments are also doing it. That's technically residential, but
sure.
It's a 4A classification.
Yeah.
But again, it's more the businesses feeling... It's just another screw to the businesses that they're feeling that push right now. And again, if you kind of put it on top of, you know, tariffs like Eric mentioned, just the economics of it, it's just getting harder to be a business. The tax system is not in their favor right now. I don't know what that means. I don't know if businesses are going to go to other states. I don't know what that's going to be, but it's a possible impact.
I don't think we can move Ramsey.
No.
Anything else? If not, we will.
When's the rest of Highway 10? Like, up to 169, 101? Is that within 5?
It's not sad.
I don't know.
It could be the tail end of the 1 to 5 year.
Right in Elk River, you mean?
Yeah.
It splits.
Basically, west of Armstrong. Stops.
Yeah.
Didn't you mention, Brian, that there's plans to look at the weigh station area, which is kind of near Beatty, like not too long from now?
Beatty specific?
Well, because I know after Highway 10 was done, we were telling some of those residents, like, how do a J thing, or how we could do to get on and off in that area. Weren't they going to look at a little bit further down Highway 10 right after this completion? At one point, I thought we talked about that, but I don't know.
For what, though?
Elk River, they did their, like we did, 5 years ago or whatever it was, kind of feasibility studies, and here's some options to look at further. I don't know if they would have included Beatty Avenue specifically.
They did. Or the way station or the rest area.
Yeah. Never mind that. I thought we had a... Yeah. I don't remember right. So. It's fine. It's in
Rogers. All right. So, Shannon.
Okay, so I just noticed this water treatment plant onboarding and temporary H2O quality. What?
Yeah. I mean, so it's going to be an impact temporary. So... ultimately, when we turn it on, it's going to...
There's a commissioning process.
Stir the system up.
Yeah, it'll stir the system up, and it's going to make water dirty for a shorter period of time.
What's short?
Months.
Months? And this is water that people will be drinking?
Correct. It's safe to drink. But so inside the pipes, inside the pipes, there's scaling and stuff. Chemicals have adhered to the insides of the pipes.
Fills.
So when they fire up the treatment plant, some of this stuff is going to break off. So there's going to be, you know, very small but particulates in the water. So it's going to look like the water kind of looked today because they're filling up the towers today. So it's not going to be instant clean. It's almost going to look worse for a short period of time, but then it will get clean. So we're working on that messaging piece to get out to folks so that they understand that. When the plant starts up, just be aware it's going to look like this. It's safe to drink. If it bugs you, you might want to buy a couple cases of bottled water.
But you're saying that metal will be in the water? Because you're saying the junk will be crusting off and moving through the water? And
so
it'll be safe to drink?
So when you say metal, it's not like chunks. I mean, you know, it's naturally
you're talking
occurring.
About calcium and lye.
Yeah, naturally occurring chemicals like that, yeah. But it's
so
safe to drink.
It will impact our citizens still because we haven't started.
Aesthetically, yes. Aesthetically, it will impact them.
Are we communicating this to our citizens?
Oh, that's what we're working on right now, is that messaging. Because we're months and months and months away from that. If you put stuff out too early, it's people forget about it.
We talked this morning, ironically, like a newsletter article, obviously, social media, obviously, and then even we put like a one-page fact sheet in the utility bills, you know, this summer, so that way they get it, they can read it before we go to turn it on this early fall. And what else can we do? So.
But it's essentially an inevitable byproduct of switching.
Correct.
So, although residents may be upset with it, like there's nothing else we can do except for do a study. The water's safe. Communicate that to the residents. They're always free to buy a Brita water filter, but it's just part of doing business.
So what we can do is try and waste some of that dirtier water up front.
Mm-hmm.
Just run it to waste rather than into the distribution system. But it's really in the distribution system that stuff exists. So, you know, you can try and isolate areas, open hydrants, and waste it through a hydrant versus letting it go straight out to the system. There's things we can do to try and minimize it, but it's going to be an aesthetic impact.
Just have it on all our faucets for a week.
It's like every year, inevitably, when we flush the water.
Yes. Yep.
Somebody on the community page, not their fault, they're always very shocked by the color and what's going on, and it's just, it's part.
Just turn off your ice machine so you don't have yellow ice.
But that's good, yeah, I mean, that's a good point. People don't know stuff like that.
Did we get the list from last year on here yet? I just feel like there's some stuff on here that...
What are we missing?
So impacts in the next 5 years on here from last time was we already have Highway 10, TH overlay, greenhouse gas, vehicles, miles traveled, laws, construction costs on there, labor market, management staff retirements. We already got daycare tax exemption status. We've obviously already discussed, but still probably good to be on here. Vehicle purchase, delivery, time delay, and cost increases. Discussed future growth, residential and commercial, Mississippi River Bridge, water treatment plant. Let's see. Changing demographics, language barriers. That could be something that we continue to think about. Increasing fire calls year over year, service delivery model. Tax capacity and decreasing residential values. City facility needs, expansion and aging facilities.
Anything else? All right. Good opportunities.
How specific do you want opportunities? Like, again, these aren't really actions, right? This is high-level stuff. I'm still thinking about my original thing I was going to ask in the beginning, so, but we'll get to it, right?
Actions.
All
actions.
Because I guess I would still say, yeah, I mean, high-level would be efficiencies, processes, process improvements for efficiencies, stuff like that.
As an opportunity?
If it fits in with the rest of it, I think so. I mean, if we can find ways to do things more efficiently or better communication or better processes that we have.
Like integrating technology to improve efficiencies.
I think it's one aspect of it, but if there's other things that, you know, not that you don't want, but just if there's more ways to do that.
He's talking about teams again.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say just teams. Technology. I was talking more like what Stephen was saying, but...
some broad ones like economic development, core development, city identity, public art. These are ones that I'm reading off. You don't necessarily have to put on there, but.
I think that whole last list makes sense again.
I think the city identity one is one that should be on there.
It's an opportunity.
Yes.
For us to shape that identity?
Continue to shape it or reshape it.
Sean?
I think a lot of it potentially is tied to the redevelopment and sale of Ralph properties along Highway 10 and city identity, because I know that our council has had a hands-off approach for code enforcement along Highway 10, because we know the pain that they were going to go through and the uncertainty of doing developments if things were going to happen. Once the project's done, I mean, you guys as a council are probably going to make some sort of policy on how we're going to deal with Highway 10, because that's our front door and we've just made a huge investment to that. So the question is, again, identity, what we want to be known as. Do we want to be all car lots? Do we want to be all our, you know, what does Highway 10 look like? So that city identity, I think, starts there in a way.
Yeah, I think that's huge. Just driving down Highway 10 with my wife, she mentioned that it looks like we're a city you drive through. If you base us just off Highway 10, I mean, the amount of, not that they're great businesses there are, but car lots and golf carts, and we definitely project a specific identity currently. So do we want that, or do we want to improve upon
it? It kind of goes back to what we were talking about as far as incentives for some of these older properties to hook up for sewer and water, and yeah, getting sewer and water available for these properties, so maybe they want to sell and then buildings will go down and new buildings will replace them. So it's really, the city identity and Highway 10, and I mentioned the Ralph property development, so that's important. One item I had on here, and I don't know if this is on everybody's radar screen, but it's an opportunity, is TIF District 14, which is the core and also the area over by Ferret Street. Our ability to do deals, like to incentivize deals and pay for new infrastructure things, will sunset November 28th of 2026. So we have about a year and a half. If we can find projects that we feel are flagship type projects, you know, let's say it's a super sit-down high-scale restaurant or something, anything that, or let's say it's an apartment building that had only 5,000 square foot mixed use and we want to go more mixed use on the bottom floor. Things to incentivize within the core district, year and a half. So it's an opportunity that will go away after that time period.
Where is this?
Ferret Street?
Where is
the core?
Street?
Oh, Ferret Street's to the west, so west of Armstrong. Okay. That's the one that we punched through. The west side is industrial, east side is retail.
That's
just north of Papa Murphy's.
Like that.
Yeah, that's
north
a TIF. That's
Murphy's
in the district. We added those parcels back. When that improvements were done, so that we could fund that road through TIF to do that. But now,
and a portion of that's already carved away for something right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's figuring out what to do with the rest of it.
And if there are future development projects that aren't built yet that we feel we could incentivize now, so that when the district expires, we can reap the benefits afterwards. So.
Sure.
Is that a purchase order by that sunset date, or has to be shovels in the ground by that sunset date?
It would be either TIF agreements in place by that, or the if it's infrastructure improvements, those improvements constructed and invoiced.
So like
we consult with it.
Six massive brewery.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I guess, how can we enable you as a council to do that? Is that kind of our help with that?
No, it's just an opportunity, making you aware of if that's something that we have a small window to do, and it's in our core area, which is, I know, one of our focuses.
Yeah.
So maybe it's something that is adjacent to the waterfront, some type of a development that would enhance that, or something. I mean, it could be not in the waterfront. It can't be
sure.
park stuff, but
yeah.
it's got to be.
But we could come back with kind of a core TIF 14 yeah. development strategy and, okay, what are types of businesses that we really want that we should go and say, hey, you do it, there's a much better chance council would approve TIF versus this type of use.
Yeah. You know, just kind of bringing it to your attention that that's,
yeah.
that's a little window we have.
Okay. It's into 14, okay. All right. Anything else? Sean?
I wrote a list. historic, so this was list, historic preservation was listed under one other one, but we didn't count it there. But I figured it was an opportunity since now to go after grants for the town hall. So that's really what it's, I didn't say town hall, but historical preservation, old town hall.
Yeah.
In the next 5 years, I think the opportunity to maybe knock that out.
Yep. What else you got?
Can't talk about that one.
Secrets.
It was ARAA. I just don't know if it's going to happen or not. That could be a huge opportunity, but.
We're on there.
Yeah, I mean.
Do you want to put that on there or just like collaboration with?
Maybe just regional athletic facility.
Yeah. There you go. Brian is just slow to write that one.
Any youth athletic organizations would be fine.
He's dragging his feet.
I know.
Probably no, it could be Andover Youth.
Yeah.
We don't.
Yeah.
Ramsey.
We could do Ramsey slash Dayton and get that bridge across, like entice them,
or do a rowing team.
Swim team.
Yeah, you could have a really good swim team at Dayton.
We found him on the island.
Yeah, we found him on the island.
Kirsten, you had your hand up.
Oh, I said community center. I decided just to go over since everyone's touching on
okay.
drowning children or something.
Eric, maybe more medical alley type stuff.
Across the river, I had too many scenarios of not going well.
Yeah, there's
definitely going to be a need.
There's a group that wants to do it.
Look at all your
medical
done
in
the behind of the alley.
What kind of medicine
are
you getting back there?
Take out your appendix.
What are we for bringing Brian?
I don't forget anything.
Dan could never forget anything, but the rest of us, what the rest of us are forgetting.
Thank you.
Oh, Veterans Park. I think we've talked about that.
Ryan's like, let's be done. We get like an old decommissioned jet airplane.
I like that.
Or do you want that? I was going to say, or a tank.
Tank. Submarine. Just to sail to submarine. Sticking off the ground. It's surfacing crazy.
All right, anything else?
I'll just point up our future topics and just see if there's anything in there.
We can, as we go through and kind of come close to finalizing this, if we think of more, we can add to the list for you guys to review.
Yeah. Yeah. So that moves us into begin brainstorming additions, deletions, or amendments to the action items.
Yeah, so the goals are high level, obviously. We want to be citizen-focused government. We want financial stability, a balance of rural character and suburban growth, active, connected, and engaged community, and effective and efficient organization, high-quality services. I think that's a well-rounded set of goals. So from there, we establish strategies. And what are we going to do? Or what do we think could help accomplish those goals? So, promote economic growth and development. Obviously, that would turn around and help accomplish financial stability, balance
enhancing rural character and suburban growth. You know, get a, by doing economic development, accomplishes some of those goals. So I guess for now, are there any strategies or
Brian,
goals?
Where are we?
The second page. So everything we talked about, what are strategies that we can implement to help these go into effect, right?
Yep. Whether it was the what are we already doing, what's already working well, what's not working well, you know, what are some strategies to eliminate that list but and enhance the other list that is already good.
I think I can share my stuff.
And again, staff will go through and come up with some ideas as well, but council, if there's anything that's sticking in your mind that you want to make sure gets out there, and we can help think up some action items to help accomplish that strategy.
Dan?
So, Dan, again, on the feasibility of this, but just I think previously council members kind of put this one, I agree with it, where with all the programs and things we do, kind of keep in mind, I like number 819 is the action point, because I think are identifying and organizing cost-saving measures. I think you could expand that even to regulation elimination. You know, I think societal, you know, it's definitely on people's minds right now due to maybe some things at the federal level of, you know, finding things that, regulations that aren't needed or cost-saving things or things really more efficiently. And I'm not saying we have these huge things, not sending checks to, you know, people that are no longer here or something, but I just mean if we can find examples of that, even in everyday work that we can advertise or things that we're doing within Ramsey to save money or ways where we find ourselves to be more efficient, even advertising the parks, you know, how we, I think we have two groups set up like that, you know, the environmental side and the cost saving side of, you know, we've been able to reclaim this space and, you know, we're saving money and it's beautiful for birds and other creatures. So I think focus on that is, you know, obviously one of our goals of being fiscally responsible and trying to promote things that you guys are already doing or have been doing.
So a strategy would be like find creative ways to save money and reduce redundancies.
Right, and then promote that. I mean, let people know that we're doing that. And I think that was some of the idea behind that originally of, you know, we are doing some of that already, so let's let people know that just to, you know, it's a desire of our residents. And then also just continually think, you know, as we make a new policy, is there something we can get rid of, or is there a policy we don't need anymore, like Stephanie is saying, or our procedure or something to change?
Do you have an extremely rich friend that could help us do this? All in front.
Like a billionaire or something. No, I don't. Noah Westinghouse.
You saw a Ramsey gold card, you know, for $5 million. He's the only Ramsey resident.
That should have been our April Fool's thing. What are you doing, guys?
Played zero April Fool's pranks
this year. Dan, just to kind of confirm your, you know, we have an action item number 3 was analyze operations, kind of reverse back to finding efficiencies or process improvements. Just keep that.
Yeah, keep that. And I think, and I don't think we want to overdo, but I think we could advertise more, you know, publicly with like number 19 of kind of what we found or what we've done, even if it's not this year, in the last couple of years, you know, things that we've done to, you know, we want to make your government more efficient or better or something. I'm sure we get all kinds of comments on Facebook about it, but at least push out some of the good work we've been doing.
Still doing the Did You Know things? Facebook?
I think so.
Yes.
What things?
The Did You Know topic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, Matt, don't you work on the regulations? You know, we took the amount of regulation city code or whatever, we brought it down to this size from how many pages we've done. You know, that's a cool achievement.
That's
a big Did You Know.
Let's advertise that stuff. Like, you know, we're trying
that's
to make
only because the font size is much smaller.
Yeah. Oh, this
is font size.
That's really funny.
To save on paper.
Right, there you go.
And that's actually really funny.
Colors is expensive.
All right. Other strategies.
I definitely like incorporate this within some kind of action, but Clean's ideas of having a budget. So I think it encompasses maybe employee morale as a whole, but, you know, money for towards the, you know, trinkets or things to encourage incentives, however you phrase it. Well,
no, sad engagement, it would really help with.
Mm-hmm. So money towards that, then figure out the best way to have good employee morale with events or, you know, is ice cream thing going well? Is this going well? How can we make better? What different activities? Because, yeah, I agree. I mean, it's a small investment relative to our budget to make a big improvement. So that's...
And besides that, Brian and I are going broke on popcorn.
Do we need an industrial popcorn machine?
We have one. So Brian and I take turns on buying the popcorn.
Start growing corn.
There we go. We have a lot of parks.
But yeah, I mean,
you know how many jokes I'm holding back right now about Brian, but not to
pat the back, but like clearly she had the popcorn maker at home. She brought it in, and as staff, we've just, you know, here you go, here's the popcorn kernels, and so little things like that.
How much staff time has that taken from your work, though? Kind of since
mine
Brian,
zero. Other than the staff when I have to smell it,
it is fantastic.
It's really good.
Thank you guys for doing
like,
that, and the employees appreciate it.
Yeah. Smells good. Go up, grab a cup, and
just don't let it
burn. To their desk.
That's whatever you make it.
What?
That's whatever you make it.
So yes, having some sort of fund to ship that burden
right,
from employees' goodwill to city accommodations.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a big deal. I'm kind of joking, but yeah.
It's not
a big deal.
That's an example, right?
It's not, but it's something that we can.
With that, I even think staff meals at meetings like this paid for by the city. No.
I bought you a whole
buffet. Oh, yeah.
I bought you a whole buffet.
I kept his promise.
Just really quick, are we trying to pull things from... Are we trying to make... Add to the strategies, are we trying to accept old things? Are we pulling things from the list that we talked about today? Or are we doing all of it? Because I feel like
all
that's just what just happened. Okay. I just wanted to establish.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, if there's an action item that was on the list that, you know, we want to keep, add to it. We accomplished what was listed, but we think it's good and we can do more, you know, ideas like that. Different strategy. Again, these strategies are pretty broad and well-rounded.
Yeah.
So we're beginning brainstorming additions, deletions, and amendments to all of the above. Chris?
So in the category of strength and enhance our identity, brand, and image, I'm going to talk about my personal important one as the zip code. And kind of adding to that, I think the zip code is a key part of that, but I would also think that we'd want to maybe talk about signage, possibly a tagline for the city. Maybe like developing or recognizing our niche of maybe machining or figuring out how we kind of talk about that as a city strength. And then just like generally branding in general. But specifically staying on the zip code, you know, it's been indicated to us, which we've gotten inconsistent messaging, but they would reconsider in 26, and I think rather than thinking about it in 26, we start now and possibly start not only putting our stuff together, but maybe even start juicing them knowing that it's coming and we're not going away and making a serious effort at this. Roughly 10 years ago, we did not make a serious effort. We had an intern write a letter that said, "This is our annual letter. We know you probably ignore it, so we're just going through the motions," is essentially what the letter said.
Yeah, getting a little bit more, even last year, I think I did that where, I don't know who I talked to at USPS, but I asked them, you know, well, what are your metrics? And that person, at least, was like, we don't have any. And I was like, that doesn't make sense. So to your point, you know, yes, get more aggressive on it and find someone else to talk to that maybe has a better answer and better guidance and everything.
Who makes that call? Is it like the postmaster general of Minnesota?
I think
like
so.
Who's their target audience to it?
It's like the feds. Like they're pulling zip codes right now, though that's my worry. Like they're not.
Yeah, in the close exception. The person I talked to, I don't know that they were super high on the decision tree, but they had a reason on why we don't have one. And the unfortunate thing is if we make that formal request, we can't make one again for 10 years. Now, there's ways to circumvent that. We'll figure that out if we get denied. But I told him, I said, well, I don't want to make a formal request in November of 26 when we meet your metrics in November of 27. Like, that'd be silly. So,
we have to have a good strategy for that. Not a letter, but like full court press.
Yeah.
Vitamin for some workable code next meeting.
And we did have a meeting. Six, 7 years ago?
When I came back.
So we had a meeting with, at the time, I'll say, kind of all the right people or whatever. But, so anyway, my number one suggestion is we start planning for it and preparing for it now, figuring out, not, you know, waiting until 26. And then, but more importantly, that this is part of a bigger package. Of other things that would be, you know, essentially branding.
I would like to see us keep. Well, I think some of these, like, obviously connect to each other, like proactive and time relevant communication. I think Dan's already kind of touched on that. That kind of connects with some of the things that we've already talked about, and it's probably good to keep. And obviously, the like implementing QR codes or connecting trail systems, providing community recreational program, these are all things that we do already and we should just keep looking at. And Brian, would you be able to send the picture of like the things that we had talked about too, just so we,
yeah.
Okay, because then that'll help, I think, connect us. But workplace safety, communication, like all those things, I think are things that we can keep looking into and keep on here for ongoing updates as needed.
Dan.
Thank you. Number four, we say continue business retention expansion efforts. I think that we can tie that into specifically, you know, trying to find ways to get these buildings onto our city sewer that we talked about. I think we can incorporate that with the RELF buildings that we're selling, and then, you know, think about how we want to enforce, you know, the standards and things on Highway 10, and then, you know, whatever else Sean has with that. But I think it definitely needs to be a continued focus. I think we made amazing, you know, if you look at the last couple of years, the businesses we've gotten, but I think, you know, have that continue to be a focus, and especially the RELF and the, I mean, I really like the idea of the connecting to the city waters and stuff too.
Anyone else?
Just because it, like, that statement of a business incentive program doesn't guarantee it's going to go in place, but we'll bring back
right.
Good information for you guys to make a final decision on what does that look like. So, just, it was the most recent example.
Yes, I'm sure.
All right. Right on the mark here. Anything else before we move to closing comments and adjourn? Unless Brian, you have anything else you want to tackle?
No, nothing for this evening. And I'll put together kind of that summary list of the activities that we went through tonight. Send it out to you. Let you think about that. Continue to think about different strategies or action items that you think would be worth bringing back and including in the plan. We'll set up some work session time to go over it. Could be one, I would think two at the most work sessions to get this finalized. So right before budget season starts.
Chris? Well, it made a couple of our different lists of things and opportunities. Do we want to see water park, the waterfront put on here so we make it happen? Find the answers, not just kind of keep saying we'd like to do it, and it just is a tough figure.
I personally believe that we are losing out
by not having a magnetic or a magnet location like the waterfront. I think if you, when I was on the council, I was even going further. I thought we should have a beach that's there, a zero entry, low beach. And my suggestion, and something that I'm still planning on bringing up, but this is a good place to talk about it, I guess, is charging non-residents to use it. I looked at other cities like Blaine. If you are a Blaine resident, you get to use the Blaine Park systems for free. If not, you pay $15 for your vehicle, and it brings in a lot of revenue. So I think the best thing we can do for our city, for the quality of life for the residents, for the businesses around us to bring in customers, is to have an attraction like that, where we have the waterfront with food, with splash pad, with park. And can you imagine a summer with a destination location where families are coming, what they're going to be doing in the city, in the core area? So I think it's an investment that will pay for itself if we can do it in a way where we can generate revenue, like charging non-Ramsey residents for parking passes for a summer. Or even if we have a water park with the water park or water park with a beach. I mean, we look at like Elm Creek Park. Families pay $200 a year for a wristband to go use that facility. And my wife, who has young kids, or we had young kids, they're older now. There are families that are looking for things to do and will pay. So I can pay for itself. So yes, to answer your question in a very long, roundabout way, I think I am planning on bringing something forward to address that and to see if we can move forward with that. But we want to include that idea in the strategic plan. I'm obviously for it. So we want to give staff direction to prioritize that as a option we should be seriously looking into.
We should also look to see if we can do that kind of like where you're saying larger, so it'd have to be out of the core because we just don't have the space left for something larger like that, especially if we want to like tack on maybe a full-blown community center versus like a small building or just the splash pad, so we can really get more money from it.
I think we have space, and I think the waterfront is a great spot to do it. But we can look at what that looks like and if there is enough space. But my general sense after looking at it for a while is we're well positioned. But yeah, we can.
Mark's got some pretty cool plans for a pretty good size one, by the way.
Yeah, there's some previous cases. It can fit.
I think if it was like the community building was what would fit is if we do a larger community center. I just had talked to Brian about this recently.
Yeah, is it a full-blown community center or more in line of what fits on that site? Because you know, I think you guys looked at a little bit like the walking track was difficult to incorporate in. And there's a little bit of what other opportunities are in Ramsey or coming to Ramsey that fill that void that we don't need to. Kind of looking at all that at the same time, and I think those opportunities we should know this year yet, whether they're going to happen or not. So.
Just real quickly, the concept plans reflected some of what Brian's alluding to. In other words, we wouldn't need to, nor would we want to, compete with what Adrenaline Sports is offering. We have Anytime Fitness in our downtown area. We wouldn't probably want a program to be competing with them. So the program elements that showed up in the waterfront community building were representing things that we don't already offer and or that the private sector may not be uniquely positioned to deliver on, like indoor playground. That's something that would have real revenue associated with it. Golden Valley's Brookview facility, their indoor playground area with two small little party rooms pays for the entire operations of the larger facility.
Yeah, Shoreview Community Center
brings in
standing
millions.
Room only.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think going back to our values, or maybe it was in the values, I forget where it was, but fiscal responsibility. I'm personally of the mindset that we should be very fiscally responsible. Sometimes that means finding ways to generate elective revenue for the city. Not to get religious here, but we know the parable of the talents, somebody who buries it, somebody who invests it. Like, it's responsible to invest. If you're going to do it wisely, it can be responsible to invest the money. If it costs you $1 million a year to pay down debt service, if it costs you $1 million a year and you generate $1.5 million, like, that is very fiscally responsible. That being said, government tends to bite off more than it can chew and underdeliver, and things are more expensive, so we do have to consider that, but I just like that idea of having that mindset.
Do we need to put anything about the gravel roads? Is that kind of incorporated in something?
We'll get it built in somewhere.
Whether it's a, yeah, which one it falls into. Okay. Anything else?
So for the next meeting, like, expectations for, like, us, are you essentially building in everything that we had talked about tonight and it'll come to us with, like, a draft and we'll okay it or add or take out, or what does it look like next time?
At the bottom of the case, it kind of spells it out. From there, we will build the strategy, support, objectives, and action items. Additional work session time at the regular work session meeting will be scheduled for a final review of the plan. Is that...
Yeah, so really the next time you guys see this, it'll be starting on page 3. We'll essentially be doing that at the staff level and bringing it back to you, kind of, hey, here's some action items that we thought of, here's existing action items that we've added to or adjusted, kind of the different outcomes that we've listed, and then if you guys have some that you thought of, bring those to that meeting, those in and bring back a final document that based on consensus at that time.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, anything else? If not, I think we'll call this meeting adjourned.
Thank you, everyone.